This show is brought to you by ERN. Find us online at ernlive.com.
Well, you're listening to Popular Science Radio. Thanks for joining us. I'm Alan Taylor. I live on the river. I actually live on a road called River Road. So we have a little outbuilding, and we decided to put a new foundation under it the other day. And one of the guys says, hey, you kind of live in the floodplain a little bit, you know, the 100-year floodplain. And I'm like, no way. We're way away from the river. He's like, no, you never know. And I said, well, so what do you want to do here? He says, well, when we put in this foundation, you ought to put a vent system in that can close or open so that, you know, water doesn't get trapped or can flow through. And I'm like, hey, you do whatever you want. You're the builder. But then my producer comes to me and he says, hey, did you see this? These smart vent systems? And I went, what is that? And unfortunately, and we had just put in this system. If I had seen this before, I would have bought this. This is cool. So for those of you living in the floodplain or in a flooding area, whether it be river or coastal, any kind of flood zone, check this out. Alan George is on the line with us right now. He's the business development person and involved in flood protection at ILC Dover, ilcdover.com on the web. These guys make everything from spacesuits. Yes, the spacesuits that you see the guys walking around with in outer space for NASA, to gas masks, big domes, and all things. But guess what? Not made out of metal, but soft goods, such as coated fabrics and films. So they do that for flooding, and they're using them in, for storm-ready stuff for the transit system in New York City and commercial buildings. And so especially you architects and builders, listen up for this particular thing. Alan, welcome to the show. I mean, you guys, this company, ILC Dover, I mean, you guys make a lot of stuff. I see you even do some pharmaceutical and crazy stuff over there. But let's talk for a minute about this storm-ready kind of smart vent system, and that's what it's called. And so for those who, like, I have friends that live in Houston, and you saw that flood not too long ago that was like, OMG, it's really flooding. It seems like floods are on the rise, and that's kind of a double meaning thing there. But how can the consumers that are listening and builders, because we have a lot of people that listen to the show of every walk of life, but talk about the smart vent system.
Yeah, so thanks for having me. But yeah, there's actually two systems. There's dry flood protection and wet flood protection. Okay. And the dry flood protection product is the Flex Wall and the Flex Gate systems that we're doing for transit and for commercial applications. And that's where you're trying to keep the water out of the building.
Right.
And the smart vent system, which is a vent. It's like an air vent, but it's louvered so that it lets water into the building so the hydrostatic pressure doesn't collapse your foundation.
Oh, right?
If you're in that.
Okay.
So that's the difference in the two. So the Flex Wall is a stored at the point of use product, as opposed to there's things called stop logs, which are metal planks, and they're based off of from the ancient days of where people used to take logs and build them up to try to keep water out of
right.
the community. Right. And these things are all stored away someplace. You've got to go get them at the time of a flood. You got to run someplace to go get them, bring them back, set them up, and then tear them down after the flood and take them back.
So right. Real pain in the butt.
Yeah. Real pain in the butt. And it's expensive. Like in New York City, code requires you to deploy this every year. So, for example, the Whitney Museum has these around the perimeter. They store them in New Jersey because they don't have room in the museum. every year they got to drive to New Jersey, bring them back, put them in, take them down, and set them back just to make sure that all the parts are there. They haven't gotten lost. And
right. What a mess.
Know how to do it. Yeah. It's like it costs them $50,000 a year just to deploy that every year.
Good Lord.
So, yeah. So our systems are really developed out of some work we've done with New York City Transit, where they're all stored at the point of use. Right.
Okay.
So you don't have to go away and get them. So
right.
Imagine for the Flex Wall, it's a imagine a shower curtain, if you will.
Right. So it's, again, soft goods and fabric, coated fabrics, right?
It's all right. It's
yeah.
You've got a locker on the side of a wall. The fabric wall is folded up into that container. It's got a coated fabric for a water barrier. And then behind it, it's got these woven webbings that are Kevlar webbings that are like 8,500 pounds per inch strength.
Wow.
So at the time of the flood, you open up the door, You slide it across. You bolt it to the far side. It's got this integral skirt attached to it. You lay that down, and now you're sealed against the floor.
It's, you know, this is great. And I mean, how did you guys, more importantly, how did you guys get into this from building spacesuits for NASA to, I mean, where does this come from?
So we were doing a development project with the Department of Homeland Security Science and Technology Directorate to do a plug, a big plug that's 16 feet in diameter, 32 feet long, inflates to 17 PSI in less than 15 minutes to stop 30 feet of water.
Whoa.
Right? So this thing would be down in the tunnel, have a flood happen, you push the button, it inflates, and you're protected, and state protects the station.
Yeah.
Transit, New York City Transit, saw that and said, that's really pretty cool, but we got to stop the water from getting in. So what can you do at the top?
I got
you. So we developed a thing called a flex gate, which is a totally encased system that's got a stainless steel storage container on the back where a cover is rolled up, and then it's got two guide rails along the side and a covered top step that's got a crank in it.
Right, right.
So at the time of the flood, you open up the side rails, you crank it out, it slides out like a window shade would, right, or like a pool cover, and it stops 16 feet of water.
Good Lord. So if you guys are living in, whether it be coastal or river, like me, I live in a flood plain, flood zone, you can check them out at ilcdover.com. For the flex wall, if you have a commercial building or something like that, or smart vent, and probably really, really good for architects and folks in the building trades. But I just thought, well, this was a good thing to tell the world about. Alan George, ILC Dover, thank you, brother.
Thanks for having us.
All right, there we go. One more solution for you right here on Popular Science Radio. We'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.